This is Eva Cox. More civil societies, we're trying to fix them. Last time, I gave you some ideas of how we created more civil societies, and this time, I've got some more. Respect recognises the equal humanity of others and knows that we actually do understand other people and that we are understood by other people and that we value what's in other people. So we need to respect people, even when maybe they're not doing the sort of things that we think are fair, because otherwise we can persecute people, and that is uncivil. So we need to be able to deal with risks, individual and collective. They need to be shared fairly, so we don't feel that we are always having to deal with the risks. And we need to be able to manage them collectively, so it's not just about us individuals worrying about our anxieties and fears. Sharing is really important. We get a lot of discussion now maybe about the sharing economy, but sharing is more than just economically dealing with the goods and chattels that we have. Sharing is about recognising that we all are entitled to something, that we are linked, we are people. Transparency, that's an important one. That deals with trust in society, and trust itself is a really important thing. It's a mix of emotions and expectations of others and relationships and action. And if we don't trust people, we sometimes trust people because they're good at fixing cars. We trust people in a whole range of things. We sometimes trust people to behave badly, and that's when we have trouble. And that's where we get to the other thing that is a really important part of a more civil society. Trustworthiness means that there's ongoing trust of expectations that others do the right thing, particularly those that have power. So if we have all of those particular feelings, if we have all of those sense of who we are able to act civilly towards others. We are able to respect who they are and what they are, and we're able to be optimistic if people are trustworthy, particularly those in power. So a truly civil society needs to have a majority of citizens who assume most strangers are people like us and trust them to do the ethical right thing because that's how they've been treated and that's how we should all be treated. We should encourage public spaces and facilities so that we share with other people, so that we're not just talking about what's mine and what's not mine, but there's places that belong to us all in the commons. We need to ensure that there's trustworthiness of political and social structures, so that we actually don't feel that we are being badly treated, that we're being ignored, that we're being subjected to things that are deeply unfair. We should see decisions as fair, and the distribution of power and resources and rewards should be shared fairly and transparently so that we know why they're shared in that way. I mentioned agency before, so having a sense of agency and some control over life and choices is really important. Because if we don't have a sense of agency, we get to resentment, we get to anger, we get to feeling that the world isn't fair and we can't change it. So we then start behaving badly because sometimes that's the only way that people recognise who we are. So we recognise the common grounds that we are cultures we share by respecting other views, beliefs and cultures, and don't get into patronising people rather than recognising that there are other views that may be equally important to them as to us and hope that they're fair as well. We should expect to share a sense of belonging so people act as citizens, but not by excluding others. We need to make sense of life with meaningful connections and perceptions, and we need to collectively manage social risks for the common good and signal the fair sharing of existing and sometimes diminishing resources. These are some of the indicators that are more likely to create good cultural markers. We need, therefore, to sort of make sure that we live in a society where there's a high level of trust of others and strangers, that we have trustworthy institutions, perceptions of fairness, be against social inequity and prejudice that creates a toxic society. Creating a more civil society is really about creating the sense that we are fairly treated, that our emotions, our sense of who we are, our sense of belonging, and of being part of something that's bigger than all of us and important to all of us is there. And that's what I mean by a more civil society. Civility is basically treating people as though they are all citizens, that we have all got entitlements and we've all got obligations. So I keep hoping that if we talk about society, talk about civility, talk about what's important to us, and make sure that we are not trying to dominate others and they are not able to dominate us, I think we've got a chance of creating a more civil society, of getting back to a social contract that values us all and that means that we live as social beings, not as customers, not as individuals who are all on about ourselves, but as part of something that's bigger than all of us and something we can make more civil and eventually maybe even truly civil.